Episode
100 of Me Versus Myself podcast. So the mic situation is a little bit clumsy, but that's kind of how we do things here. So in case you haven't noticed, but how fucking crazy, bro. 100 episodes. And I was looking at my oldest episode, and I started this podcast September 2019, which is so cool to hear me still be me. Like, I was expressing myself in a way that I still would express myself today, which is funny and I think kind of silly. Because, like, I just hear my old self and I'm just like, bro, that's jokes. Like, how do I explain it? Like, it almost seems like I'm talking to my friend, but it's like really me. Or like when I hear it, it's like I'm talking to a friend that I'm like really close to. Or I just love like so much that like that was just like funny. And sometimes it's not even like that funny things. I think more so it's the silliness of me. Or the silliness to know that like I'm still the same, like same person. But in the same way, that's crazy though, because 4 years, that same person has gone through so much of life, of up and down, of left to right, of fucking upside down, inverted, anti-inverted, like, shit, we did the whole fucking realm of experiences. I think what I should do maybe next time is fix my seat so I could sit a little bit more back, but I just wanted to know that I can make this happen. I had told myself yesterday, I wrote down on my to-do list, hey, today we got to do 100 episodes. But I didn't actually think I was going to go through with it. After training today, I was like, I don't know. But I passed Dollar Tree. I originally turned into Dollar Tree, like the light to turn into Dollar Tree. But then I was like, nah, I'll just wait. And then I went. And then I went to another Dollar Tree and got these little balloons so I could have them framed up in my shot. But yeah, dude, it's crazy. Got some live guests here. I got Chiggs, Luna, Adrian just walked outside. My lovely, 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 lovely woman is right here. Chatty, chatty. Gaudencia is right next to us. Say what's up to the squad.
What's up to the squad?
There hasn't been a shoddy, shoddy face reveal yet, but she's going to get her own little episode where I'm going to interview her and talk to her about her. So y'all can get to know a little bit more about my forever partner. Like, and it's crazy to know too, like thinking about in the past, like the 4 years that I've gone through this podcast journey, just life in general. But I mean, the podcast journey that's been documented has been fucking crazy to know that this is here. I was joking with my lovely girlfriend, Gaudencia, wife, partner. I don't even know, like, literally, like, in my head, like, she's everything, bro. Like, she's everything, but it's just kind of funny to, like, when I say it, sometimes I don't know which one to say or which one to, like, express to people in the way that it's like, whoa, like, what do I want you to know of, you know? Like, which level of, like, you know, how deep do you want to know? Or do I want you to know? Because I feel like Shadi Shadi is such like a cute, like, I think I'm talking kind of loud, but I think to me, like, I feel like she's such a, like a sweet, like, and I don't want to say delicate, but like think of like an art piece where it's just like, dude, I don't fucking want anybody to gum through, like say you got some, like how some people feel about certain, that's stupid, I'm not going to compare you to that, but like how certain people have like prized possessions or prized things that like, they're like, dude, I don't want people to know I have this. I don't want people to know that I own this shit, or not necessarily own it in that way, but just like, you know, an item that you own that's rare or that's just unique and yours. It's like, dude, like I held that shit so tight. But literally where we're at now in our life, in our relationship, in our partnership, it's like, dude, we're so centered in each other that I feel like, fuck it, like, I'm good, she's good, like, we've held each other down enough to the point where it's like, dude, there's no reason for me to feel insecure, for me to feel like, oh, fuck. And don't get me wrong, in the beginning, there was a lot of that insecurity bullshit coming out of like, I don't want people to know because in the past, yada, yada, yada. So there was this kind of thing of like me not wanting to express that in, or maybe like express that outwardly, but I'm at a point, like I said, I feel really grounded in who I am. And that's like the most important part. I think for a long time, and even little glimpses of hearing my first episode, I could hear the insecurity. Like I can recognize it. And I think that's why I sympathize with it, or I'm able to like feel like I'm looking at my almost like my little brother in a way. Or like I'm looking at myself in the third person, and I can like interconnect again with that. So it's crazy, as I was hearing myself, just hearing myself express myself in a way of like in a form of lack, or like in a lower vibration state of that, or mindset, or self-image, you can say. And it's kind of cool, because that's probably a little bit before I started learning a lot more about like what are the things I'm looking to, hang on, what are the things I'm looking to experience. It's 99 episodes, and it's crazy. I kind of lost my train of thought, to be honest. I looked away, and then I was like, wait, I don't think I finished the thought that I was saying. But that's Me Versus Myself podcast. And I'm not going to lie, changing the audience, having the audience here, does change it a little bit. But I think it's because it still feels like there's two worlds, and I'm not just having a conversation with you. And more so, it's like I'm having a conversation with Shadi, and Shadi's not really wanting to talk back, but she's hearing, and I know that she's reciprocating and hear it. But honestly, the setup could be really clean, honestly. We just need another one of these. Because I believe I can have like two voices recording, and then me and Chatty are like, what's going on with you? Right now she's knitting, learning how to knit. Day one of learning how to knit. We got a cute little mushroom. Let me see the mushroom today. We got a, just so y'all know, I ain't lying, bruh. She's real. She's real, bruh. My wife's real. We got a, we got a mushroom. And she's been wanting to learn how to knit, so fuck, we went to go get some knitting materials. So she's got some yarn in her hand and doing the loops. So stay tuned for Shadi DIY Cadencia DIY knit YouTube channel. Oh, dude, the setup's different too, by the way. I don't know. You probably recognized it. We're back at this setup because I think we've been here a couple times. There's only so many ways I can rearrange my fucking room. I got a smaller desk, which kind of made a difference. It made a little ass difference because I went from a big IKEA desk that was like, it was like rectangular, like in this way. And that desk was cool because it was big, but then I was like, let me get a more minimal desk, which my brother had just got a like mid-century modern desk, and it's like a big ass like long skinny desk that looks like a lot more minimal, but take up too much space. Oh fuck! And then this desk I came up on for free, you know, Facebook Marketplace. I went to pick up some items, and then turns out like the next house over, a couple houses down, they had this desk in front, and I already had the truck, so I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna downsize. Here it is. Me Versus Myself podcast. Jesus Guillen. Dude, I'd like to thank everyone who's listened. It's still like, when I think about who listens, I still don't know. Like, I know there's people that have like shown, like have shown me that they listen like more than once, So I know I kind of can, but like there's still like a pocket of people that listen to it that I'm still curious about, like who the fuck listens, like who's interested, like who wants to know what I'm putting out, like, you know, to listen to the podcast, like either you fuck with me, we're homies, or you just like what I'm saying, or you like the vibe, you like the ideas, you like my personality. I don't know. Because don't get me, like 2 years ago or about, like about 2 years ago, when I did live interviews, a lot of people told me that the podcast was cool, but like nobody told me, oh, I listened to it. Or actually, you know who told me that I was funny? It was Cash. And I think he tells me in the interview too. But he told me, shout out Julian Cash. But he told me that I was a funny mother effer and that my personality really came off on my podcast. So it probably does come off. And now that you're seeing me, and even though life's happened, like I'm still me, you know? So it's like maybe that's why people tune in, because it's like, oh, of course, what's up with Jesus? Because I don't, like I've said a bajillion times before, I don't really do a good job about reaching out to people. Like I said, I kind of just hold myself like, I'm a little bit like, I'm good. I'm just doing my thing. The people I do kind of seek out, or the people that I do feel that I miss, is like my cousins. That's when I'll feel that them when I haven't seen them in a while. I notice that I'm kind of like, oh. But homies, I feel like in my head, I can kind of go a little bit longer without seeing. But too, it's just my fault for not reaching out, honestly, and not making like effort or not making plans or putting like me creating plans for like us and inviting people with them, you know. And I think that's like a better way of framing it rather than like, oh, like when do you guys want to go? It's like, no, we're going here. Whoever wants to join us, pull up. And if you don't pull up, we're still pulling up. So, you know, like that's a way better mindset of looking at it than like, hey, do you want to go out there, here, or there? It's like, nah. If you're a homie and our cousin or primo, and I'll be like, hey, we're going to go eat here. We're going to go fucking mini golf or MP2 pull up. Like, pull the fuck up so we can race the whips. I've been thinking of going, baby. Today I had the idea of like just us going today. Not today, but like I had the idea today, as I was living today, of going another day. And I was like, fuck yeah. I know you're going to be fucking speed racing now, motherfucking shit. I was like, yeah, it's going to be. Then I was like, but what if she crashes? And then I remembered when Carlos and Ignacio crashed, and I saw Carlos's car go like this. Boom, on top of Ignacio's car. It was just like, whoa. I remember how, and then I still got to drive off a little bit, and I was just like, whoa. Yeah, bro. And I just see Carlos's car like this. On top. That's funny. But yeah, we should do that. Or even the one right here, the one that's close by, we should go hit the outdoor one too. But the outdoor one's kind of weird because it's the gas cars. The gas cars, you feel the. You feel the fucking the fucking steering wheel on the street.
Like a manual car.
Yeah, you feel it. Well, I don't know. I've never driven a manual car, but that's what I assume. Like the F1 drivers and stuff, like their car, their shit will shake up. And they're like, I already got the chair, huh? I'm fucking ready. Racing sim season. Dude, mirrors myself podcast, bro. We're back. The interviews are back too, bro. Fuck it. That's the same thing. The reason why I haven't done interviews is because I've been lazy and being like, I don't want to edit those shits. Because editing the podcast, it's kind of a nightmare, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I need a master class from Jamie. Because Jamie from Joe Rogan, he does it. I mean, he's been doing it for a minute, but he does that shit clean. He does the clips right away. Fucking the edits, he's on the web, like, he's talking, he already knows what my boy Joe's about to say, and he, as he's saying that shit here, and Joe's like, what the fuck, like, fuck yeah, you're a beast, Jamie. So, we're searching for a Jamie And Kofi Watner. Soon we will be, though. Soon I will need more help, dude. I already got my boy Sub on the team. Shout out, Sub Han. I know we haven't linked up lately, but I'm still thinking about you, homie. And if by any chance you're listening to this, dude, we got some work coming this week. I bet. This week, I got you again. We're back on the short form content. And I think it comes when shit like that happens, or when I stop uploading, or when I stop wanting to show up for the camera, is because I'm either dealing with some self-image shit, or I'm not feeling confident, or I'm not feeling like myself, or I'm not feeling like I want to show myself to the world. But when I feel like that, it's because I'm in a negative state, or like there's other underlying shit going on. I noticed that. Because right now I feel very like charged the fuck up as I'm speaking. And it's just coming from like a confident place, because this is just who Jesus is. Rather than for a long time, I've been trying to be or show that I'm this, or that I know that, or here's my opinions of this, so people think this of me. But now I'm kind of like, dude, honestly, no, I don't care, bro. Like, I think I'm like, and I, for example, I feel like the people that I frequent, I'm okay with frequenting the amount that I frequent. There's a little bit of people that I feel like experiences are bound to happen in the future. But exactly, I think the same reason why, where it's like I haven't made plans with my friends or plans with people that I fuck with, that even though we haven't talked to, I feel like it's still like that mutual feeling. Just from self-image shit, or like, damn, like I thought I'd be in this position before, like, you know, like talking to people. And can you make sure it's still recording, Lover? I'm pretty sure it is, but just in the case that it's not. Because usually I do front-facing camera, so I can see it. Yeah. Front-facing camera lets me know and see me.
You are indeed still recording.
Mm-hmm. 17 minutes in. It doesn't even feel like 17 minutes. See, that's how you know you're locked in the zone. Dude, I got this. We got this stizzle. That has some like live terpenes or some shit, and that shit makes you feel like sweating. I'm not gonna show y'all, cause I'm still scared to show y'all this shit, dude. Can y'all believe that? I'm still scared for my career's sake. Like, can't wait for the days where I bring the homies on and the homie brings the puff coat. Oh shit, my boy, what the fuck, yo? Alright, man, I hit that shit. But it's like that, because like clips like that are going to be out forever, bro. Like, if I hit this little right now, like, not just one person will see it. Like, that shit's out there. Screen record that shit, clip that shit, tweet it, post it in your story.
Everyone's going to see it.
And I mean, I've talked about psychedelics on here, you know, and my experiences with ego death, but I've never shown anything, or I've never, like, hit it on camera.
Yeah, but I could hit it, like, right now, or I'm off camera.
And you just come back like you're drinking water and shit, like, oh, well, nothing happened. Yeah, oh yeah, what's up? Dude, today we saw a really cute painting. I saw it was like a water bowl, but it had a painting of like dogs playing poker. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen that famous painting before. And that shit just made me laugh thinking about the bulldog, because he had the little cigarette in his mouth and he was like so that shit made me laugh. I thought of Millie, which Millie's also a co-host today. I'm pretty sure you can hear the little snoring in the background, but it feels good to know that this is episode 100. It kind of feels like in a way like a new beginning, because it's like season 2 almost, you know? Like, it feels kind of like that, where it's like 100, like 0 to 100 was like season 1, and now season 2 was like 100 to 200. And not that it's going to progressively change like that, or where it's, sorry. It's not that it's going to progressively change like per year. It's like there's not a theme that's going to change, but more so like just an evolution, you know? Where I can look back years later, even like 10 years down the line, and think, holy fuck, Because even now, I bet, like, looking back at today, episode 100 in 10 years will still be crazy. Like, thinking of this moment, like, mentioning Shadi Shadi, Millie and Luna, like, where we're at, seeing the room, like, remembering the fucking, the day we had today, maybe, you know, like, just, holy fuck, like, this is a time capsule in a weirdly, really, really weird way. And I love that idea, and I think that idea makes me emotional because it's like a acceptance that this is gonna end at one point, you know, life in general. And by documenting this, is kind of like me throwing, like, you know, thinking like fucking stick shit on the wall and like trying to stick it, like, even if it's gonna end, like, I'm gonna leave a mark. And maybe not shit, I should think of a paint, you know, I should think of paint, because it's like the world's pushing, you know, the world's gonna eventually eat us up, but here I am, like, throwing my fucking cocktail, Molotov cocktail at the fucking protest, like, fuck it. But I just fuck with the system really bad, sorry. Is it still recording? I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, it should be still recording. You know how we do it when we versus myself, we're good. The angles may be different now. It's also too that this lens is a little, this whole setup right here is a little heavy for this tripod.
Want me to help you?
No, I can see how I'm good. Technical difficulties, but it's Jamie. We're waiting for you, Jamie. Hey, you know, I think Jamie's from Pasadena. Like, I think he came out of there. He came out of Pasadena.
Sorry, Scott, we don't need a Jamie anymore.
Nah, but he lives in over there in Austin. But Austin, Texas, too, dude. Like, that is still a fucking, like, to me, I still see that shit like Neverland, dude. Like, getting back there to Austin, too. That's like mission, not impossible, but like, that's a quest. That's a main quest for sure. Kind of like that's part of the main story for sure. That's no side quest, dude. That shit might be part of the main story. The main DLC. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a part of me there almost. Like, you know, I feel like there's a part of me that I like left. Not left there in the weird, like, not, okay, let me explain that. There's a energy I experienced there, and an energy maybe I left that I feel like going there again will, like, tap into that. Because I've, like, preserved that idea of what this is, and over time, like, this idea through maybe outside influences has, like, become, like, an even bigger, like, globe of, like, energy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's definitely in the fucking book. And especially, like, Joe Rogan. And I think about our future, like, and meeting Joe, like, Kill Tony. Meeting Tony Hinchcliffe. Getting roasted on Kill Tony. Like, fuck. Like, I do good. I do bad. I do fucking bad. And fuck it. They put my name. But fuck. Like, dude, that shit seems, like, so fun. Like, such cool experiences that it's like, it's happening right now. It's like a movement that's going on there that we have the chance to go be a part of. And just, you know, what it takes is just that sacrifice of, all right, fuck, we're leaving. But it's just something new. Like, it just is something new. And I think that shit, at the end of the day, it's going to outweigh, like, you know, maybe, okay, we stayed here for 20 years. You know, it's like, no, like, and missed out on that movement, you know. Because comedy is booming right there. And I feel like, I feel so drawn to that energy. I feel drawn to the silliness. I feel drawn to the, like, the expression of freedom, of putting words together in a funny way. The city that I remember, and, like, knowing, like, as people are explaining it, like, over the years, as Joe Rogan has explained it, because he's been there for, like, 2 years now, I think. Or maybe two or three years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He used to live out here in L.A., but during COVID, he left.
What?
They all left. Tony Hinchcliffe left. I think he was one of the first ones. They all left. They used to live out here.
For some reason, I always thought that
No, they used to be out here. They were stationed out here for a good while. L.A., like Hollywood. And Joe Rogan's old podcast used to be like in Encino. I know, dude. And it was cool because, like, I had already known he was leaving, so then I experienced the city, right? I experienced Austin because when I went to F1. And over time, like, hearing people describe the city and me remembering my experience there kept, like, solidifying, kept cementing that experience of, like, it's fucking, that shit's fucking sick. That shit's sick. That shit's sick. That shit's sick. That shit's sick. There's something. So where it's like, there's something there that's, like, calling me, calling us. And how cool, you know, have that experience of fucking, all right, like, we're leaving, like, we're going.
I know.
To a hub of the world, because in the middle, that's not a bad spot to be. Texas, we're in the middle of, like, close to Mexico, but we're still going to go to L.A. Shit. Like, there's something fucking out there. And I think it's funny, too, because this little Lego guy, in my head, I say it's Joe Rogan. Cause it's fucking. He has the tuxedo on with the UFC outfit on. But I honestly, like, I really, 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 really admire Joe Rogan and what he's done for me. Like, even though he's like obviously a stranger, you know, but I think he's impacted me in a really cool way, really unique way, where through listening to him, or like him kind of. I had this thought the other day, and it's kind of silly, and it's kind of, like, out there, but I was listening to him, right, and I feel like since I've listened to so many episodes over the course of so many years, I also have learned some context, right, of things or heard stories of his multiple times, the way he's expressed himself multiple times in the weird, and in the and kind of been a fly on the wall in his in that one conversation he had throughout his day, you know. But over the piece of time, I feel like it's almost like he's kind of mentored me in a way, not that he's mentored me, but the joke that I thought of was like, oh, Joe Rogan University, like, that's what I was thinking of, because it would have also been a long time since I was just thinking about how long I had been listening to him, and it had been, like, fuck, 4 years, too. So I was just like, oh, it's like Joe Rogan University. Or, like, just thinking about, like, from high school to now, I was just like, dude, like, I've just been at Joe Rogan University. But honestly, though, like, I remember in high school, bro, like, thinking, like, I want to train jujitsu and BJJ. And I threw that fucking journal away, bro. I'm slacking for that one. That was probably the only one I should have kept. Had I threw the other ones away. But, fuck. You live and you learn. But in there is a writing of mine, probably sometime in 2019, hearing Joe Rogan talk about UFC, maybe, or hearing just in general, like, what is the word? Digesting content? Intaking content, I guess. Yeah, through intaking content of his, he's really put in a way, I feel like he's been like a mentor in my life, and I think it's really cool. That energy or connection I feel, and I feel like for the future, like, there's a version of me that meets him through my jiu-jitsu, through the podcast, through Austin, Texas, fucking randomly, or like fucking Kill Tony comedy, like, just in general. Like, I think there's a handshake to be made at least once in this lifetime. So, putting it out there, you know, and I think that would be really cool. It would be like a fucking dope experience. But he was one of the first, you know, he was one of the people that was like, fuck, I should make a podcast because that seems cool. I listened, the first podcast I ever listened to was the Optic podcast in about like 2017, maybe. I was listening to that podcast. Shout out Optic. Dude, even Optic's in Texas. They're in Dallas, which isn't too far from Texas, from Austin. So even working with them, potentially, like, meeting the homies who I also, like, the same way I feel like towards, like, I feel like I'm connected to these people. Like, I've hung out with them for so long. In my head, mm-hmm. Where there's like more work that needs to be done to get there, you know what I mean? Like, and I think we need to like constantly fucking put that and remember that. And especially now, because we're in like this new chapter where we're like starting to build, and we're starting to build like together. It's like, dude, like, that's still, you know, that's still like the outline, or that's still the, like the final form, you can say, you know. It's like, dude, like, we still gotta go there. And always keep that, like, we still gotta go fucking there, you know. We still gotta meet Joe, we still gotta go and kill Tony, we still gotta do this, we still gotta we still gotta keep writing until life is done. That's it. Life's gonna let us know when. But we did it, and we hopefully fucking left a small stain. Even though God cleans up all of this, he's gonna clean it up. Hopefully, there's a small little speck in this fucking time of existence that we're here and we're alive digitally forever. Eternity through this. And I love that. That's kind of almost too poetic, or too like too artsy, or whatever, too woke. But truly, like, it's crazy that this is a time capsule, a time machine, recorder, photographer. It just like it's a weird thing. It's a weird way of being able to remember something, because it's like, maybe through watching this, there's like so many layers to it, because you can think of, okay, this is me right now, Jesus, you know, on May 7th, 2023, but now looking at it on, you know, maybe May 7th, 2043, 2063, 2083, it's like, what the fuck? What a crazy glimpse of. What a crazy thing. And not a lot of people have that. Like, and it's like, all it takes is this little effort of like, no, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing and why we're doing it. And yes, it sucks. Sorry, Ignacio texted me. But, shout out Ignacio too. But, I fucking lost my train of thought. What was I saying before that? I don't remember either. I lost my train of thought. But, no, yeah, it's a time capsule, and it's a cool way of experiencing. Okay, there's layers, that's what I was saying. There's layers to this experience. And, there's layers to me. So if I look at this in 80 years and think back and, like, see me at this age, it's how fucking cool to have this. How listening to this is kind of like having a conversation with me. And who knows, you know, like, just kind of how like earlier I sympathized with the old 2019 me, thinking how crazy he's talking about his permatest and experience he had, in a way that I would still express myself now. It's funny. And where, like, I can understand how, like, if you listen to me over the course of these years, you will kind of see the same kind of progression, although there has been ups and downs, and that was the intention with this episode, with these episodes. You can see the evolution of me, my weight change, weight gain, weight loss, bones broken, you know, ex-girlfriend breakup, like, you know, high school sweetheart shit done, and like going through that, fucking, oh shit, who am I, what the fuck do I want to do with my life, why do I want to do what I want to do with my life, who am I, what am I, why am I, why I am, and asking all those questions and fucking facing them, and you know, having to come up with some sort of answer sometimes, and just being like, fuck it, like, this is, I guess this is it. But it's crazy to show up. It's crazy to think that we get in our own way so often, and I need to get out of my way, because, dude, like, this is so cool to do. And it's kind of like, and it's kind of like a little battle. And it literally, okay, but okay, that's no pun intended, me versus myself. No pun intended. Like, I didn't mean to say that like that, you know? I didn't mean to connect it in that way. But it is a battle, though, you know? Like, it is me versus myself. And it's me versus myself. Like, me versus myself not recording. Or me versus myself not uploading, not editing, not working, not grinding, not putting, you know, intention to the day. Like, today, like, literally, this is cool. Because we're going to do everything we said we would do today. Literally, everything. Except pick up parents. Because they got an extra day. Lucky ass fees. And my dad's gonna wake up tomorrow on his birthday over there in Cabo, which is gonna be like, what the fuck? Probably a cool experience, because to be like, I never thought I'd be waking up on my birthday in Cabo. Like, I'm pretty sure, you know? Especially after, like, not being able to go to Mexico in 26 years from them leaving, versus every other experience he had on his birthday in Mexico, you know? Or even thinking that, because he left, you know, a couple days after he turned 18. So it's kind of like almost coming up the anniversary too that he left. That's crazy. Shout out to him for doing that though. Like, when he did, the day that he did, you know, because if he had done it another day, it wouldn't have been the same. None of it would have been the same. This moment, fucking life, his life, my mom's life, like, holy fuck. And it's like, it's a moment. That's any moment, you know? Any moment has that power. But it's like, whoa, like, that decision, that experience. You want to go outside, huh? You want to open it up for her? But that experience, like, it's crazy. Or even, like, when we look back and think, damn, like, the day we decided that, like, fuck. And then even our kids are like, you know, our even grandkids, like, because they decided to do that, or because they decided to, you know, keep going or keep trying or not give up.
The same way
with them, was like, they didn't give up, you know, they didn't fucking give up,
and they continue to show up
every day. It's fucking crazy, dude. I got a glimpse of that shit for one week, bro. But fuck, like, that shit's crazy. And dude, and there's realities where you're making the same amount or making more, like, doing creative shit online. Or, you know, like, structuring, or, you know, figuring out, okay, what way can I leverage this idea, this service, this person's problem, so that I can make money from it, or make money off of it and build a business for it? Or what's a problem I can solve for people that I can maybe build a process around to solve that problem, where I can sell it and then make money off of that? Versus, you know, every day show up physical labor, you know, 6 hours a day, maybe more, plus maybe malnutrition just because of not knowing, or not, you know, maybe improper hydration, again, not knowing, improper sleep, possibly, you know, intoxicating, you know. So there's a lot of fucking things that happen that is crazy to think about, where we can be if we continue that effort, but direct it in a way that, you know, direct that effort in a way that also I know I can do, just need to show it to myself. Like, I know I can do it, so it just needs to, like, I need to let it come out. I need to let it be and not be afraid of what me doing that can be, because there's a part of me that's like, okay, like, let me step off the gas a little bit. But it's like, no, dude, like, fuck it, full force. If we're trying to launch off, bro, we're trying to blast the fuck off, can't hold the brakes. Well, not even one fucking second. It's like in the car wash. When you have to put that shit in neutral, only probably Ignacio will get this reference. But in the car wash, you have to put that shit in neutral because the machine's going to start moving you. But if you have to fucking your brake on that shit, then you don't move. And then the whole fucking car wash is fucked up because now you didn't get where you needed to get to in the proper time because you pushed the brake. But it's like if five people have to push the button right to fucking blast this rocket off and four people do that shit, 3, 2, 1, and then you see one didn't push that shit, like, hey, yo, we're supposed to push it on 3. Like, we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to go where we want to go, right? Remember, Jesus? Remember, my boy? Instead of, like, trying to pull everyone around, just pull you, my boy, and then fuck it. We'll be like, hey, this is the way. This is the way. No, no, no. You're going the wrong way. Hey, no. And if they don't hear me, fuck. Whatever. He's got to figure it out then. I got to keep running. Damn, that it's crazy though. It's crazy cool. My mineral water's not very carbonated anymore. I wish there was a way, like there's a glitch or like if you shook it like 10 times, that shit reactivates it. Makes a new, like, the molecules, like, expand or some shit to make it, like, carbonated again. But.
How about if you just drop a little tablet in it? Like those Dolphins?
Like an Alka-Seltzer? Like Dolphins?
Amazing?
Nah, but then it's gonna be. Maybe it's probably the same thing.
Just flavored. I think
so. That'd be the glitch. Just have a fucking, like, a Mentos stack of them. I have a Mentos stack. Oh shit, it's getting fizzied out. That, you're always on deck. I have water. Fuck it. Get the water fountain. Like Pop Rocks.
You're nasty.
Like Pop Rocks. Maybe drink water first and then, huh? Have it holding it. You just feel like turning into soda and shit. Episode 100, dude. Crazy. Are we still recording? It's 42 minutes in. We got 8 gigs left on fucking storage on this motherfucker. We cleared up 8 gigs before we're fucking recording this shit. Tell me I don't love y'all. But I want to do more. Like, and again, I would like to do something for the people who have supported me up to this point. So if you're here listening, episode 100, I would love to send you a letter. If I know you, maybe, or if I don't know you, just a thank you for fucking believing in this idea too, enough to give your time to it. And if you're my number one supporter and you want to send me something, you gotta reach out in the DMs. If you want to send me like a new plan or some shit, or you're gonna send me whatever y'all want to send me, send it to the P.O. box. But a lot has to happen still. A lot of stuff has to happen. But I need to make a vision board with that. Because I think that's actually the vision too. And the ranch in Homestead is in Texas too, bruh. Like the homie Ariel. Shout out to homie Ariel. Like the 5 acres. She went to go see it the other day.
She's moving out there?
Yeah, she's gonna, like in 10 years or a couple of years. And her business is digital on the computer.
That's so cool.
Digital. Leverage. I'm gonna give y'all a lecture on digital leverage. On fucking God, I need to give Jesus a lecture on that shit because I will flunk that shit, and he's been insecure about that shit. But it's not. You just gotta get out there and sell and pitch it. But the thing is, like, people pitch so much on Facebook that it's like, even like a genuine approach, it's like, okay, this guy's trying to sell me something. And maybe it is coming into it in a mind frame where I'm not selling. But, dude, like, maybe just building up the value more, building up my value more, so that it's just, I'm just more valuable. Because I heard this quote by Trey Cockrum. I've mentioned him before. Trey Cockrum, shout out to you. Trey had this tweet or like little quote message on Instagram picture that it was like, you're not slept on, you're just not loud enough. And I'm just not loud enough. And you gotta make no more fucking noise. And that's okay. That's just where you're at. But yeah, you're not slept on, you're just not loud enough. We gotta be fucking louder. More fucking ruckus coming soon. More podcasts coming soon. More guests coming soon. Random people coming soon. Zoom podcasts coming soon. Because why the fuck not? I literally could have during the pandemic, but then I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if Zoom must work. I don't want to edit the Zoom things. So, fucking lazy Jesus and his, I don't want to do things. Fucking held us back, bruh, motherfucker. Damn. Homie didn't start. No, I did it myself dirty. And that's the thing. Like, accountability is super important. And sometimes I don't hold myself accountable. And that's not okay. We got to keep showing up. Because when you show up, you can actually feel the confidence building because you're showing up instead of thinking about showing up. So if you have any idea of what, if you have an idea in terms of something you'd like to go at, and maybe it's making 100 videos of any specific kind of thing, I hope that me reaching this small milestone is a little bit of a push to make you want to go out there and do something new. Or imagine when we're 100 plushies in. So, holy fuck, Chaddy. Imagine that. When you're 100 fucking blankets in, like, okay, like, think of Chaddy, bro. Because
it's first plushie.
10 years.
It has me in a chokehold,
like,
dog.
Like, me next, bro. Me next, baby.
Whoa, gotta keep it.
Me next. Next. just a little bit. But dude, I went out and got y'all balloons and shit too, bro. What the fuck? Y'all see the balloons? Y'all see the balloons? Y'all see it. Y'all fucking see it. It's fucking after hours now, boys. We're fucking almost 50 minutes in. Bow, 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 bow. It's 9:07 p.m. Holy fuck, it's crazy to think about that. The day's over. But, dude, the podcast is filmed. Tomorrow, I can edit it, put it together on my break probably. And then post that shit even while I'm working. While I'm working, have it be posted. And sometime tomorrow, it will be uploaded. Sometime May 8th on Papa Nacho's birthday. He's 45 now.
Shout out to Papa Nacho.
45? I want to say 45. They're both young.
Young.
Gotta get them on the lifting program soon. The stretching recovery. There's a stretching class at Dream MMA on Sundays at 3 p.m. before open mat if you're trying to pull up.
Catch me there next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be an hour of stretching before rolling season. So if you have a membership at Dream MMA or are affiliated with a member at Dream MMA, reach out to Jeff Martin on Facebook or Instagram at Dream SEV Dream MMA. This podcast is brought to you by Peña Fiel. Oh, shit. This podcast is brought to you by Shotty Shotty. Sweetie Boy. This is. Okay, then close the door and you won't be in the video. This podcast is brought to you by Chickabees. And last but not least, the most important donor we have right now. This guy's been putting in major support. He's been fucking showing us the ways for a cool minute now. So in case y'all don't know, I'm going to put you on right now. Get here. In case y'all don't know, look into it. Look into it. Shroomies. Shout out to the Shroomies. Shout out to Dream MMA, like I said. Shout out to Santa Tree Company. Shit, you know the vibes. That's crazy, bro. One day they're gonna come up on this and be like, whoa, what the fuck?
Little hippie ass kid.
Boom, 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 boom. 51 episodes. I mean, 51 minutes. I haven't filmed like this in a minute. In a long time. Like, I haven't just gone. I haven't felt like that creative kind of flow. Because there's like the past recent times I've shown up and it's been like, hey, like, I'm here. This is going on. But today was full on like, oh, mo shit, my boys. We're fucking, here we are. Here we go. Shout out Deluxe 4. If you know who, if you know that, he goes, yeah, does he fucking do? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. That guy fucking Deluxe 4. If you're still making videos too, bro, that's fucking dope. Shout out to you. Good for you. But shout out Optic. This podcast is brought to you by Optic Podcast. Shout out my boy Optic Hex. Showing support from afar. This podcast is brought to you by Banda La Fantastica. You know the vibes. This podcast is brought to you by Ignacio Clarinete. Thanks so much. This podcast is brought to you by Spiffy Media. Thank you so much. This podcast is brought to you by Carlos Over. Carlos Real Estate, hit up my boy. This is brought to you by God Himself. Thank you very much to God, the universe, the heavens up above for the blessing to still be here, still be kicking, still healthy, still happy, still excited for the future, still full of life. Still never ending. And with that, Chiggs is ready to sleep. It's 9 o'clock. I want to hang out with my chatty chatty for a little bit before it's time for bed. And I'll catch y'all. Season 2.